on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, April 19th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to it 24/7. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and IG at the Sportscast One and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. NBA playing is coming conclusive to the Warriors rebuild. Join us all the way from the Bay Area. They're almost don't have a baseball team soon. Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
I saw the show notes, man. I thought this was rubbing it in my face today. No, let me stop.
This is all San Francisco Sports Show.
First of all, look at this. I'm still rocking my Warriors. I am a Warrior fan for life. But this game, wow. Shout out to my good friend Ron Slusher, who lives in Sacramento, who trolled me, texted me in my DMs all through the game. I told him, hey, what's going on, Simply Pwn? What's going on, William? I told him that, you guys are, we're going to look a little tired in the beginning of the game, which we did. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the second half, we were going to explode. Klay Thompson's going to just throw up threes.
Show up in the third quarter.
Didn't happen, folks. It was sad. You watched a dynasty get destroyed last night. And I tip my hat off to Fox, especially Murray, Sabonis. They killed the Warriors, man. It was a bunch of young men playing up against some older men. And it is what it is, folks. We didn't deserve to win that that game. And we looked horrible. I mean, Klay Thompson got a donut, folks. Yes, a donut. He didn't score a point. Had a busted lip. He looked beaten and battered. It was sad, man. It was sad day for all Warrior fans. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat breakfast the next morning. I was watching all the news and everything, talk about the end of the dynasty.
Which they were talking more about them than the Kings. Win.
First of all, congratulations, King. This is like your championship. Enjoy it. It'll probably never happen in your lifetime. You know, the last time I think you did beat us was, what, 2006? So this is your moment. Enjoy it.
With Peja Stojakovic at that roster? Was that like part of that team? Peja? And Doug Flutie? No, Doug Christie. Doug Christie.
Yeah. Very good. This is your moment. Enjoy your moment. But once again, you know, it is what it is. We got our tails whooped. We got whooped. There was one time I think we had it within one. And then they just exploded.
Well, this feels like the David Lee days back in the 2000s. So we'll see what happens. Before we go into more analysis over what happened to the Warriors and what should the Warriors do, we got words from our sponsor.
Look.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and secure your family's legacy? Introducing VictorRocho.com, your cash acceleration insurance expert. At VictorRocho.com, we bring accountability to wealth creation inspired by Proverbs 13:22. Your family's financial future matters to us. Experience the power of debt-free life, our innovative insurance solution that not only protects but builds cash value over time. As your cash value grows, grows, say goodbye to debt incrementally and watch your savings soar for a worry-free retirement, all without spending any extra money. With Debt-Free Life, you're not just securing your future, you are creating a lasting legacy for your family, achieving financial freedom, and retiring with tax-favored income. Visit VictorRocha.com for more information. That's VictorRocha.com, where accountability meets prosperity. Your greatest asset is you. Yeah, there's one way to have retirement smart. Money is investing real estate in San Francisco back in the 80s. which is what Ray did back in the day.
Exactly. I got Ron, one of the biggest Sacramento King fans. He's trolling me. You know, he said, light the beam, light the beam. So, you know, when the Kings win the game, they light their beam.
Yeah, so, I saw that. Yeah, they press the button and then the beam comes up. That's pretty creative. I like that.
Yeah. He liked the beam. Yeah. So my wife knows who Ron is because every time Murray would score or Fox would score, I kept seeing some words in front of Ron's name. So shout out to Ron. Hope they get past the Pelicans tonight, Ron.
which there's an interesting stat with that, which I'll get to towards the throughout the show. So what happened on Tuesday, or was it Tuesday night? Sacramento beat the Warriors 118-94. Keegan Murray, he scored 32 points. De'Aaron Fox added 24, and the Kings stay alive in the play-in tournament. Now there is argument if this series ever went to. If these two play in a real series, they say, like a regular seven game series, the Warriors would have won. Because a year ago they were in the same situation. Warriors lost game one, but they eventually won the series. That would have happened if that happened this year.
You know what? Honestly, man, I don't know, because Draymond Green would have slapped somebody and would have got ejected. Klay Thompson. Not 100%. It didn't even look like he was 60%. Every time I wear the Warriors, I hear, can you dig? He's talking about Warriors, come out and play. I don't think so. I just got to be honest, Santiago.
You don't think if they went to a real first round series, Warriors would have not pulled it out? No. I think they would have.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so, because just Fox and how these guys played. I think it would have came back to if they went back to Sacramento, I think Sacramento probably would have dominated. These guys, they're just not, they couldn't do anything. The speed, the turnovers. Look at the turnovers, Santiago, that the Warriors did. They couldn't even hold on to the ball. They were doing lazy
16 turnovers. Committed.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think so, man. That game one, I don't know. That wasn't like a game one, like the last one game. This was just pathetic, you know? And then Thompson could not score. When's the last time you ever heard Klay Thompson not score in a game?
And they want him back.
I mean...
Well, yeah, Klay Thompson missed all 10 shots on the field in what could have been his final game with the Warriors, which we'll get to as he heads to unrestricted free agency this summer and a potential breakup of the trio. But let's go back into the stats. As Ray said, Warriors committed 16 turnovers. That's a lot. They gave up 15 offensive rebounds and way too many open three-pointers, which is what their specialty is, three-pointers. Looking nothing like the dynasty team that won four titles from 2015 to 22. Steph Curry finished with 22 points. It's not that good. For a superstar like that, he has to finish, in his 30 points area. But was hounded for much of the game by Keon Ellis. So, now with Klay Thompson. Let's go back to Klay Thompson. He is on the hot seat. He is an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. He did not start much this year, Ray. He was he came off the bench a lot. The original Dynasty title trio.
He's still one of the top scorers, though.
Yeah. On the stat sheet, yes. He came off the bench. He scored, like, you know, I think he averaged 28 to 30 points when he came off the bench. So it wasn't that bad. Right. Steve Kerr defended him. They want him back. I think Draymond also spoke up about him. But what's up with Klay? I mean, should you push him back, bring up Kamavinga, and maybe put him at that Klay position? Like, what are you hearing, and what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, of course, Kerr is he's going to speak up for Klay. I mean, don't forget, guys, this man was hurt for 2 years, came back, and we won a chip. All right. So we love our Splash Brothers. Okay. We love our Splash Brothers. We did have an awesome 12 years, but I'm also a realist, and you got to plan for the future. You got to think about the future. You can't beat Father Time, folks. And that's what game was all about. It showed young guys versus older guys. And we looked beat. The dynasties do end. You got to start thinking about the future. And so I'm sorry, Klay. Thank you for everything you've done. Tremont Green, thank you for everything you've done, but it's time to move on. I'm sorry. You got to think about the future. And we've had, like, 12 years is a good run. We've had those guys together. Okay. It's been great. We won championships, but let's be honest, and we got to be real. And if I was a GM, hey, I'd put the biggest ad in the newspaper. Thank you, Klay Thompson. Thank you, Draymond Green. But we got to move on. We got to move on. We still got Curry. We got Curry. He's gonna be, you know, that's our man. That's our guy. But we gotta put some young boys. We gotta push the boy, like the guys that are on the bench. We need to upgrade them to the starter roles and bring in some new blood and keep it moving on.
Which I want to piggyback what Ray said. Every dynasty championship team goes through refreshers. You got to refresh the bench a bit.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan didn't have Horace Grant all those six trophies they won. Yes, he had Pippen all along. But you need to refresh it. You know, you got to bring some young talent in. First, get rid of Chris Paul, because I heard he's an issue with the cap space.
Oh.
They got to cut him
and bring him
some young players. Maybe push up Kavinga in. Put him up in that starting role. I wish you guys didn't get rid of Wiggins. I wish you kept him. But it is what it is. He didn't perform well. I totally understand. Same for this, you know, back in the day with I think the Spurs had a consistent team all their whole championship series. I think Poston refreshed it back in the 80s a bit. Mm-hmm. And the Los Angeles Lakers back with Magic mm-hmm. Johnson, they refreshed it. But
yeah,
Ray,
let me just need to go behind the Chase Center, find a dumpster, light that dumpster with fire, and push that down the street. It's a dumpster fire. We got to move it on. We got to move on. We can't live in the past. Championships is in the past. You got to think about the future. And you also got to think about money. You know, you have to think about, you got to think, you got to be wise. You got to think 12 years, 10 years. Where do you want to see yourself in a decade? You got to move on. You got to move on. I will forever have memories of Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, all those guys. But you got
to probably have a statue. Klay will probably have a statue.
You got to move on. You got to move on. You got to
now,
move on.
What are your thoughts about Chris Paul? They probably cut him because they're gonna owe him a lot of money if he stays on.
Gotta get rid of him. Dead weight. Sorry.
I can't believe
we brought you in here, and you came here for the chip, for the championship. We didn't get it. It's not worth the money. Not worth the money. Bye bye. He still got probably about another couple of years in him.
But I think none, to be honest.
What? No, man. He's a backup point guard. He ain't a starter point guard, but you know, he's a backup point guard.
He's that bridge point guard, you know.
Plus, though, he's a veteran. Plus, he's got veteran experience. He can help with the younger guys and stuff like that. Mentorship. He's a bench
like
filler.
Yeah, like what Derek Fisher did with OKC. Yeah. He brought in that championship experience. Yeah. Well, they didn't win championship, but they got far a little bit with that far. One guy I wish you guys never let go was last season. You got rid of DeVincenzo. I wish you guys kept him, but he went to the Knicks.
Went to the Knicks. It's money, you know. Guys don't want to get paid.
That's the thing. Anyways, Ray's saying, okay, so Klay might leave, even though Cure wants him back. Draymond, another big significant figure here. He's not on the chopping board. He has a contract with the Warriors, a little bit more than Klay. What do you think is going to happen to him? Will he probably just stay on, right?
He's going to probably stay on, dude. You know, like I said, those guys are good friends. But just me as a GM or me as an owner, he's got it. Like, dude, you've been doing this for so long. You just can't hit people out of frustrations. You just can't, you know,
chokeholds.
You can't choke. He's a liability, man, because he gets suspended. Those are games that we need that you're not playing. That's why we got in the 10th spot. He was gone. And we ended up in the 10th seat. If we would have had a better seeding, we wouldn't be in this position that we are now. But that's what happens when you're a 10th seed and you get and you get a team like Sacramento that has a hot night, knock us out. And every game counts, every points counts, every stat counts. And if you're not there helping out the team and doing your job, you know, you got to have a cool head. You got to have a cool head. And I just think, honestly, like I said, I think I would, and this is just my opinion, but I think you need to get some younger guys with that are smart and it's not going to piss off the referees and stuff, because the refs are already looking at him to do something. So, I mean, he runs and farts by somebody, they're going to call him. They're going to give him a call. You know, he passed gas.
Oh, technical in the first four minutes of the game.
I mean, you're known for that. That's what you're known for. Arguing with the refs. So
yeah,
get rid of him.
Exactly. And as Ray said, he's on the radar with NBA referees and officials. They're keeping an eye on Draymond, which is not good. So we'll see what happens with the Warriors. Let's look at
Sorry for Curry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Curry. So, I mean, this guy is a star. I love Steph Curry. You like him too.
Love Curry.
He has more years left. He's handled his injuries good so far. Mm-hmm. But do you think he has a couple more chips ahead of him? Or
he's the man. He's the man. So don't ever, like I said, folks, he when it comes to shooting the threes, when it comes to leadership, he's a good dude. But I think he just needs some young guys, some shooters. He needs some shooters. We need some defenders, because it's not always about offense. We need some bodies. We need somebody, because these guys are young and they're fast and they watch tapes. And they know they're learning the moves and stuff like that. And so we need some guys. We need help.
Well, if they do split up, I hope they don't stop making Subway commercials with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They're pretty good on it.
I don't know. The bench was outplaying the vets in the beginning of the game. I would have kept the bench on and put the starters. Look, the bench towards is the doing better. I mean, something. Lord, he's getting killed out there.
Well, I think the Warriors could have their window open for more championships if they keep Steph Curry and surround him with talent, as Ray said. Let's look at the play-in bracket so far. The Kings advance. They're going to face the Pelicans next. We'll have the predictions towards the end of the show. And then in the East, we got the Heat that lost against the Sixers. They're going to play the Bulls, which had a fantastic game against the Hawks. I don't know, but I heard a rumor about Trae Young to the Warriors. Is that something you've heard too?
So it's all speculation. I don't believe in until I hear them talk about it. It's just that's all you're gonna get is speculations and rumors and stuff like that. So yeah,
we'll see when the offseason happens. I kind of miss Bob Myers. It would be a great situation right now to settle things with the Warriors, but he's a consultant with the Commanders. So
yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about the draft a little bit later. Brandon Ayuk making a lot of headlines this week since this past weekend, Ray. Yes. His agent has shot down a lot of rumors of him going to the Steelers, him wanting to be traded, and then San Francisco says, no, we want to keep him. He's an important asset for the San Francisco 49ers. What are your thoughts over this whole story with him? And, of course, the draft is in a week, by the way.
Once again, speculations and rumors. This is what they do around draft time. Oh, are they going to trade him? Is he going to go to the Steelers? He is a huge, huge part of the 49ers offense, man. Like, he's the man, you know, because we, for some reason, our boy always gets hurt. Debo gets hurt. Yeah, Debo gets hurt. Ayuk has stepped up, and Ayuk has stepped up every year, elevated. So, like I said, man, it's right now speculations and rumors, but no doubt about it, I'm pretty sure his agent and him want to get paid because he is elite, man. I mean, especially if you saw Devontae Freeman, what the Eagles paid Devontae Freeman. Good Lord, the money they gave him. He needs to get paid.
Yeah, get paid.
He needs to get paid, and he needs to get the respect that's due because when he first came, the coach used to get on him about his weight, and the coach used to get on him about his play. So what did he do? He went to the gym. He got out there on that field, and he worked out, and the proof of then the pudding. The touchdowns, his stats have gone up, and he's good. If he does go to the Steelers, if it happens, Steelers getting an awesome receiver, but we're not going to let that happen. I don't think we're going to let that happen.
Would Russell Wilson or Justin Fields throw him the ball? That's quite
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson going to get a thumb. He going to get a fingernail. He going to pull, get a fingernail hang or something and get hurt. And Fields, I don't know, man.
Were we the one that's saying that Fields will take over that starting position potentially in the season?
Yeah, I did.
I think so, too. I did. It's a strong possibility.
Russell is not the Russell when he played with the Seahawks.
Peak.
Russell's speed is he's not as fast. And once again, you cannot beat Father Time. Can't beat Father Time. You may still, in your mind and in your, you know, your muscle memory and all that, you'll have it there, but guys are younger, faster, and they hit hard, you know. So I see Fields taking over.
I think so too. I think around the week six, I think I'm gonna see that transition.
I got fourth week.
Wow, it's early. You know, Mike Tomlin will make that move. I mean, he's done it before. With the other quarterbacks, so we'll see what happens. Okay, so we got 6 days of the NFL draft, which takes place in Detroit. Your Niners have the 31st pick. What have you heard? What move they're going to make? Are they going to try to trade up? What have you heard from your circles?
Defense. We always go with defense. Our defense is our bread and butter. We got to go with defense. Get a defensive player, and then work on getting some other players and stuff.
If they do trade Debo, get a wide receiver then in that 31st pick.
You know what, man? Like, there's you really don't have like receivers and running backs. You can find those guys later in rounds. You really don't have to do something really drastic in the first round. Yeah, Ron, I will be at the Pier 39 this weekend trolling Sacramento. You know what, Santiago? If you ever come to California, don't go to Sacramento. because it smells. They got cows. It smells. Sacramento stinks.
Which is worth Oakland or Sacramento.
Well, if you like the smell of garbage, come to Oakland. But if you don't want to smell cow poo, go to Sacramento.
Well, there you have it. Okay, so the first four picks, which goes first with the Bears, mm-hmm. and then Washington, and then I got to pull up my wiki on that. But do you think all those teams will pick quarterbacks?
No. Maybe two of them.
Yeah, so we got the Bears, Commanders, Patriots, then the Cardinals. The Cardinals is a big one. Because they got Murray, but I heard they might pick a receiver like Marvin Harrison Jr. What do you think Arizona would do?
I would definitely pick up Marvin Harrison Jr. I'd pick him up.
And your Commanders? No, sorry. Aaron's Commanders.
Aaron. They need a QB. They need a quarterback. They need a QB. So they'll definitely pick a QB.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be Drake May. I mean, obviously, Caleb Williams going to the Bears.
We're getting ready to put them all on a bus and send them to Sacramento, Ron. So just stay tuned. We got a plan.
Ron Slusher says Oakland has a homeless population problem. I've heard that.
He's right. It's true. But we're thinking about sending them over to Sacramento, especially have them during the game watch the games.
Come to Sacramento, Ray, and watch the Kings and the A's.
Oh, that was a lot. First of all, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, so I could care less about the Oakland A's.
Go Giants. The move is happening. The move's gonna happen this year or next year?
Well, they're playing. They're gonna play in Sacramento. I think maybe in a couple of years, 2 years. Man. I don't know. I don't know what they do. I really don't care about the Oakland A's. Or the city of Sacramento.
What are they going to do with the Coliseum? They're going to demolish it? Or
no, they're not going to demolish it, man. They're not going to demolish it.
High school games?
You know, we still have our Bay Area Panthers arena team, which we did win the championship. You know, we still have concerts. So
Host a Bon Jovi concert. All right. Well, there you have it. NFL draft in a week. We're going to see potentially 19 offensive players getting drafted right straight up. And we haven't seen that since 2009, almost 15 years ago. That's when Matt Stafford got selected first.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the draft. I'm going to watch it, and let's see what's going to happen. All right, predictions. NBA playing concludes tonight.
Whew.
Ray, who do you have? Bulls at the Heat. Heat has no Jimmy Butler. He's out for multiple weeks.
No Jimmy Butler. So, man, I'm gonna have to give it up to the other team. Got to give it up to the Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
Without no Butler, and then as far as the other team. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Pelicans and the Kings. No Zion,
big factor.
And just so you know, they beat Sacramento Kings all games this year, but without Zion, it's a different story. They're not gonna stop the Kings. Kings are gonna win.
Kings win, which you brought my stats. Sacramento went 0-5 in the regular season against New Orleans and hasn't gone winless in six or more games against the same opponent in the season since going 0-8 against the Lakers in 83-4. That's a long time ago. But there you go. Ray has the Kings. I got the Heat winning by squeaker, and I'm going to pick the Kings because no Zion.
You got Miami?
I'm from Miami. Jimmy.
We'll see what happens.
So let's go to the other first round of the playoffs. Who do you have between the Clippers and Mavericks? Who will take that series, Ray?
Well, you know, the Clippers also have another hurt player, and so their star player. And so I'm going to have to go with the Mavericks.
Mavericks win that series. How about Minnesota and Phoenix Suns?
Going with Minnesota, man. They've been hot. They've been a pretty hot team.
That's right. They got Kat. Kat's coming back, I think.
Exactly.
And Nuggets versus your Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, come on, man. Nuggets all day, dude. And I don't care what LeBron says. Well, that was the past. This is now. Yeah, nah, man. Nah, man.
Lakers is the biggest team in, like, the West Coast.
Yeah. No.
Always has been. Anyways. Let's go to the East. Who you have between the Cavs and the Orlando Magic? Surprise team.
Cavs.
Cavs win it. And Bucks and Pacers. No Giannis.
Yeah. I'm gonna still go with Bucks. I'm gonna go with Bucks.
Bucks win it with no Giannis. Well, he might come back in the like middle of the series. I'm not saying he's completely out.
Exactly.
But he might come back. But with the calf strain, that reminded me when Durant had that calf strain with the Warriors, came back in the
they're just gonna have to watch him, man. Make sure he doesn't get no Durant. You know, Achilles. Oh my god, that would be really, really
Achilles
bad
is the for worst.
It is the worst.
You don't come back the same. You don't.
Nope. You are never the same. Never the same.
And then finally, New York versus 76ers. That's going to be a good series. Who you got?
New York.
I got New
York.
Too.
New York.
Even though, and Embiid looked pretty good, but obviously his knee's still tender. So there you have it. NBA plan concludes tonight, and the playoffs begin tomorrow. So we're going full playoff basketball. Ray, you're pretty excited about it. You're more excited about the playoffs or the draft?
All of the above, man. This is the best time to be a sports fan because I love my NFL football, but I also love my NBA. So, man, this is hard because I love seeing what players are going to go to what teams because I play fantasy football. And then NBA, you know, my Warriors are not in there, but I do got some teams that I'm gonna be rooting for though. And I'm not salty, Ron, but guess what? Get ready for me to put pictures of Pelicans in your DM tonight. If your Kings don't win, look for some Pelicans pictures. I'm gonna put in your DMs tonight.
Yeah. You know, these games are very competitive, so you can't take them slightly. Before we go, question of the day: what goes best with garlic? What's your answer, Ray?
Fries, garlic fries.
Ooh, garlic fries. That's a good one with Parmesan.
Come on now,
sprinkles.
San Francisco. You come to me to the San Francisco Giants. We have a city called Gilroy, and they are known for the Gilroy Garlic Festival. They also have garlic fries. Get you garlic fries with the Parmesan sprinkle on top with a nice hot broth and some beer. You're good to go. Beer or cold soda. Cold soda.
Ray, say no more. That's so good. Say no more. Garlic goes with like everything good. It feels like pizza.
I still rock my Warriors. Warriors for life, baby. Warriors for life, man. Warriors for life. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Steph Curry's second dynasty.
We'll be back like the Death Star coming back in Star Wars. We're coming back. The Empire strikes back.
Ray, what is the best way to reach you online? Talk about your other YouTube channels and all that.
I am Ray Schreib, but I'm also Ray3473, the gaming cyborg, X.com and threads, Ray3473. I stream on Twitch TV, Ray3473, and I'm Ray3473, the gaming cyborg on YouTube. And guys, please make sure you follow the sports cast. They have some amazing guys that talk sports, all sports, anything. Make sure you follow the sports cast. Spread the word.
Appreciate it. And you can follow us on the sportscast.net, our website, or the sportscast one on X and IG. And Ron has the laughing emojis.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm putting pictures of Pelicans in your DM tonight.
Well, you enjoy the weekend. There's something to watch tonight at the play-in, and of course, the playoffs this weekend. Ray, I appreciate you coming on to the sportscast.
Love you, Santiago. Thank you. Thank you. Always invite me.
And this was your episode.